Phosphate and Mining Companies. She'll be sharing her experiences with us over the next couple of minutes. Adelaide Reuters. Adelaide, good morning. Thanks for your time today.
Thank you so much, Kathy. It is indeed a great honor and privilege to share with you and your listeners my story.
Of course, you are one of the people that has been a recipient of IDC funding. Tell us a bit more about your business. What do you do?
Kathy, my company, Adelaide Reuters Mining and Exploration, also referred to as ARME, as you have said, is the only black woman-owned phosphate mining company in the world. And it is located 5 kilometers from the deep sea port of Saldanha in the Western Cape. And it is a phosphate mining and exploration company. And my mining right was recently granted by the Department of Minerals. But the most important thing, Kathy, to emphasize is that it is a black woman-owned company. And the reality across the globe is that mining and fertilizer industries are both male-dominated industries. And this is exemplified in the number of male CEOs running these global mining and fertilizer giants. The reality is daunting, and we have had to overcome this to be where we are today. Now, my company also serves the agriculture industry. Since we will be beneficiating our phosphate rock, which we will be mining, into an organic phosphate concentrate fertilizer that can be also applied in the chemical agriculture environment, as well as in the organic phosphate environment. And as you know, phosphates and fertilizers are very critical to help sustain our country's much-needed food security needs. And in fact, I am also hoping that if there are some farmers out there listening today, that they will hear that very soon, in about 2 to 3 years' time, we will be able to supply our South African farmers with a cheaper, healthier alternative of a phosphate rock, and it can also be more cost-effective and environmentally friendlier. And yes, they must be on the lookout for us.
Adelaide, often we hear stories from entrepreneurs like yourself who are, in pursuit of those that can believe in the dreams and the vision they have for their businesses. Talk to us more about how you were able to secure your funding with the IDC and what that journey has been like.
You know, Kathy, it has been a long road indeed. Mm. You know, my journey with the IDC goes back to 2012, when I approached the IDC Mining's division, and when I have been granted my first prospecting right. I went there to find out if they could fund my prospecting works program for me further. And when I went to them, I met a gentleman by the name of Mr. Kevin Hodges. And you know, at the time, I was just, you know, I always referred to myself as a small fish. And I walked through the door, not with much hope, but at least, you know, I was hoping to get some guidance. And Mr. Kevin Hodges came and he spoke to me and he said to me, Adelaide, I think what you have is fantastic because, you know what, Kathy, I have managed to obtain previously drilled records of this phosphate deposit we are currently exploiting, known as the Zandhebel phosphate deposit. I've managed to get previously drilled records from the Council for Geoscience. And you know, the Council for Geoscience is a treasure trove of geological information just waiting for people to go and exploit. You know, so I had in my hand a mining right, a prospecting right that was accepted and previously drilled records, and I presented it to Mr. Kevin Hodges, and he said to me, Adelaide, you are not able to apply straight away. You will not qualify. You still need to do further work. You still need to do additional drilling, and unfortunately, the IDC, you know, they don't fund Greenfield's exploratory stage mining deposits. However, he said to me, we can help you possibly to set up an appointment with the Anglo Sefa Mining Fund. And at the time, they were the only fund in the country that actually, funded such early stage exploration projects. And Mr. Hodges was so kind to set up the first appointment, and he also assisted me with my application. And you know, about a year and a half later, I have managed to get the money from the Anglo Sefa Mining Fund. The delay there was caused by me having to do all sorts of rezoning applications to the Saldanha Bay Municipality, which was a condition precedent. But be that as it may, I have managed to do my exploration successfully, and only then I could go back to the IDC and achieve my first round of funding.
Mm.
And that was used to complete a bankable feasibility study. We're about 1 month away from that completion, and to apply for a mining right. And today I can proudly say that the IDC, you know, when I approached them at first, they did not turn me away. They didn't close the door. But they actually did hold my hand. And up until today, they're giving me guidance, you know. If you have a problem, you ask, you know. You should not just, you know, if your application was rejected because of X, Y, and Z, you know, decide to give up. My message to the listeners out there is to never give up. Please keep on knocking on that door and ask your funders, ask the IDC, where did I go wrong, and go back to the drawing board and see how you can improve your application. You know, if you want to become an entrepreneur, you have to have a plan. You have to have a business proposal, and before you can submit anything to any funder, you have to believe in your business proposal, and you have to believe that it will work. You know, and if you do that, if you have that belief, then you will never give up. And that's exactly what I did. And you know, I came from humble beginnings to where I am today, being the proud owner of the world's only woman-owned phosphate mine. And on top of that, it's also a company active in the agriculture industry, which is also very much male-dominated.
All right.
But that does not deter me at all.
Adelaide, thank you so much for coming onto the show, and really congratulations on the great success that you have had. Adelaide Raitis, founder and CEO of Adelaide Raitis Mining and Exploration, and this interview has been brought to you by the IDC. Independent and